Crystal McAteer is the mayor of the town of High Level. She joins us on the line. Your Worship, thank you very much for joining us. You've got residents in High Level from Rainbow Lake, Chate, Fox Lake, because of the fires. In your estimation, Your Worship, how are things going as far as being an evac center is concerned?
Well, thank you very much for having me. And as far as an evac center, we have sort of been an evac center in our region since 2003. We have every year hosted evacuees from many different communities, mainly our communities in the north, which are Rainbow Lake, Chate, Fort Vermilion, Garden River, John Doerr, Fox Lake. So, yeah, we've been an evac for many years.
As far as this set of residents from outside of the community needing to come to High Level, in your estimation, Your Worship, how are they doing?
Well, I've been to the evac centers every day. They seem to be doing well. They are as comfortable as you can be, place to lay their heads. The children have activities. The parents have activities. So they seem at this point, but everybody wants to go home. And, of course, we are not sure of when the Fox Lake residents will be able to go home, because Garden River, which is about 250, 300 people, are now on evacuation alert. So many of the people that went there from Fox Lake to be with family are also on alert again. So we've been expecting Garden River for the past couple days now, but they, as of yet, haven't pulled the trigger.
I know this kind of brings up a few bad memories here, Crystal, Your Worship, but you needed them in 2019 when High Level unfortunately went up. Now, unfortunately, the surrounding communities need you in the same situation. In your estimation, Your Worship, how good or how does it feel in general the fact that the town of High Level and its residents are needed?
Well, I guess we feel like in the north here, I've never lived anywhere but the north, we mm-hmm. are neighbors. So we do what we can do for each other. And I feel very good being able to have a place for them, not particularly as comfortable as their homes are, because they are in the arena, they are in the curling rink, they're over in the Friendship Center, they're at the Rural Hall. 900 of them were lucky enough to get the rooms here, or 900 families. But the ones that are in the arena and curling rink, like, they're not like being at home, or even in the hotel rooms. So the town does, the people of our community do what they can, like Toko's hosting a big barbecue in the park on Tuesday night. They've been at the arena doing barbecues there. The people from Fox Lake have been having hand games in the outdoor rink. And it's been, you know, like, we're doing as best as we can to look after everyone.
Mother Nature is doing her part a little bit this week. Towards the middle of the week, it will get cooler, but unfortunately, it will get hot again. With that, I guess, temporary relief coming, as far as Mother Nature is concerned, where do you go from here?
Well, I don't know. Like, right now, I've been out to talk with Bushy, like, as you, I don't know if you know that we've signed a friendship agreement, so we kind of work step in step with each other. So
mm-hmm.
When Chate was evacuated, they found places here in High Level temporarily at the schools. They have now brought in a camp of 40, and they're trying to bring in a 400-man camp to put out on the reserve for their residents or other residents that have to be evacuated. So we were full, unfortunately, when Chate arrived. And, of course, the people don't want to leave, and Chate has over 1,000 people, and they stayed a couple nights in one of our schools. They did stay. They put up tents out on at the Bushy Complex. They just don't want to leave our area. Some were supposed to go to Slave Lake, and they never left. So we're not certain where everybody is, but there's family, and you know they're around here somewhere.
I'm thinking the bottom line, please correct me if I'm wrong here, the bottom line is everybody is safe right now and they continue needing to be staying safe. Am I correct on this?
Absolutely correct. And you know what? The town of High Level has been lobbying the provincial and federal government for an evacuation center for the people of our region because they are communities and they want to stay together as communities. And that's why people aren't leaving. They want to be close to one another. And High Level is perfectly situated. We are the hub of the north. We have all the regional services, the hospital, the airport, the government facilities. And we feel that we're best protected to our best to serve the people of the north. Many of them don't speak English. They speak Dene or they speak Cree. And many of our elders haven't even left, you know, their reserves other than to do a little bit of shopping. So, yeah, that's, you know, the predicament that we're in. And that's why some of the residents here are, I guess, for lack of better words, missing in action, because if High Level and Bushy have to evacuate, we're not quite certain where a lot of them are. They're around here, but they haven't come into the evac centers. They never showed up in High Prairie, Slave Lake. And so, yeah, it's a difficult situation. Pets, at least you can take with you, but livestock's pretty hard.
Yeah, that is true. That is true. Well, fingers crossed that we all get through this safely. Crystal McAteer is the mayor of the town of High Level. Your Worship, I appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
I appreciate you having me. Thank you.